You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. 135 civilians have reportedly been killed in northeast Nigeria since Wednesday. The killings, which took place in the state of Borno, were carried out in at least three separate attacks. The attackers are suspected to be from the Islamist Boko Haram movement. Human rights organisations say that at least 1,500 people, half of them civilian, have been killed in the region this year. I spoke to Archbishop Ignatius Kaigama of Jos in Plateau State, which is also in the northeastern region of Nigeria. He appeals for help and for support in tracing the roots of the Boko Haram group in what could prove a necessary attempt to reveal who is behind the group, who provides its militants with arms, and what is its scope beyond wreaking fear, death and destruction.
The attacks by the so-called Boko Haram group is a distressing daily news. We hear about these persistent and murderous attacks, and this brings about the death of very many innocent Nigerians. This has been ongoing, unfortunately, despite the so-called attempts by the government to bring this to an end. It is growing in destructive proportion and is also growing in sophistication. I'm talking about the nature of attack and the manner they go about it. We are terribly saddened that people continue to die and that this Boko Haram continues to kill people like animals. I don't know for what motive. If they say it is about religion, which kind of civilized religion will kill people so aimlessly? Initially, we thought they didn't like Christians and they fought against the church and all that. Yes, they did cause terrible destruction to Christians and to the church. But now, their destruction is endless. They kill young people, they kill children, they kill women, anybody in sight. It's horrendous. So we keep praying that God will create in these people a change of heart. We keep praying, especially during this Passion Week, that the Passion of Christ will be a reason for these people to know that human life is sacred, and they should not kill for whatever reason.
Archbishop, is there anything the international community can be called to do or any kind of support you may hope for?
Yes, the support is that we should work together to trace the roots of this. There is definitely a growing sophistication in the approach of Boko Haram. And I keep asking the question that our security agents, on whom so much has been invested by the federal government, cannot get us results, namely frustrate the destructive activities of Boko Haram. This means that Boko Haram will have some kind of backing, either international or whatever. So the support that can come from the international community is to help trace the roots of Boko Haram. Who are their sponsors? Who pays for the sophisticated weapons that they use? And these people really Boko Haram? Or are they people who perhaps have some political agenda? It's getting a bit confusing. Is it the Boko Haram that was just against Western education? Or is it some political force that intends to invade Nigeria and create mayhem and all that? So we should have our eyes opened. Talking about the international community, they should see that if Nigeria falls to Boko Haram, then they know that the rest of Africa is in jeopardy. The biggest help is to work together with Nigeria and see how to end this terrible movement and their destructive activities. They can offer intelligence services. They can frustrate, the root of Boko Haram, how they communicate, how they bring in arms, how they train their people, and how they get their money. Definitely, somebody somewhere must be responsible, and this, the international community, can help us to uncover.
Thank you very much, Archbishop. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, we are just hoping that God will take control, because we have done everything we should do humanly on our part as a church. We have tried every solution, dialogue and all that. We still keep trying. We look up to the government to do what they can do. There's a national conference going on now of 492 members taken from all parts of Nigeria and from different sectors. We hope that this conference will not just be a talk shop, that they will be able to discuss practical matters like this, like the insecurity and the loss of lives we witness almost on a daily basis, that they will talk about what affects Nigerians. For instance, if this conference, carefully chosen and put together by the government, can tackle just three issues before this round off, we would be fine. What are those three issues? This insecurity we are talking about, the lack of employment for the young people, and the issue of corruption, which unfortunately is a virus that affects nearly every sector in the country. So we pray that these elders and wise men and women put together to talk about the nation will be able to come up with concrete results and do everything to bind Nigeria to remain as one country. Religion and ethnicity seem to have divided us a lot. And we hope for the best from this conference. And we pray that they come up with concrete suggestions and they will be implemented by the government to ensure unity, harmony and peaceful coexistence in the country.
Are any bishops taking part?
Not directly, because we were not invited as, for instance, Catholic Bishops Conference of Nigeria. No, we were invited as the Christian Association of Nigeria, and we were requested to present six delegates, and they are there now. There are some bishops who are part of it, quite all right. Catholic Bishop of Kafanchan is leading the Christian delegation, and the Catholic Bishop of Ekiti, I think, was sent there by the state of Ekiti. So as far as I know, there are two Catholic bishops in the conference and other Christian elders. They represent our interests, and that is the best we could offer as a church and all that. So we hope that they will reflect our disappointment in the situation of things in the country and this unnecessary tension caused by religion and ethnicity. We hope that they will make input in that direction and, above all, do everything possible that we have sanity back, that life will be respected and things will flow normally in Nigeria.